is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're halfway through the show today. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines for your calls. Give us a call here on American Journal at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We'll gather your calls here, and I'll go to them just as soon as they start coming in. But I want to spend the next two segments talking about two different topics and showing you a bunch of videos to illustrate what is going on, because it is monumental. First topic is free speech. The second is migration, the invasion, especially the Venezuelan migrants, as that story continues to unfold in bizarre and disturbing directions. But let's start with censorship. What's coming down the pipe, what they are announcing that they're doing, what they intend to do. And just to repeat myself over and over, I don't know how to make people care about this. I can tell you what they're going to do. I can show you clips of them saying what they're going to do. But if you don't care, I guess it doesn't matter. If the American people are so far gone, so disconnected from the importance of our Constitution and our God-given rights and the meaning and purpose of free speech, that they legitimately don't care that it's going away, then all the revelation in the world is not going to change a thing. Which is what I'm really worried about. Especially considering the fact that we know these people are operating very sophisticated AI systems that are running simulations, running the numbers, and what they've determined, and apparently correctly so, is that we've reached the point where a presidential candidate can declare that if they get elected, and they're already in office, that they will send the DOJ after their political opponents, and that they will instruct the DOJ to shut down social media sites and punish their owners for so-called hate, which is an entirely arbitrary and completely meaningless phrase, and Orwellian in its effect. Hate is whatever they hate. That's all it means. So let's go first to clip number six, because I hope, and I see Joe Rogan as a massively important pipeline to the normies. We were talking about this on Moonbase last night as well, remembering the Donald and Reddit and how that was probably the first major social media platform that they utterly crushed, shut down completely, banned it outright. Why? Because it wasn't siloed. It wasn't a ghetto. Information and memes and content that went viral on the Donald subreddit would get to the front page of Reddit itself, where, you know, one of the most popular websites on the internet, where people from every walk of life and everybody would go there, and it would be introduced to them. So we were talking about this, and we were saying, you know, that's what's missing from this election is the meme energy, the can't stop the Trump, you know, can't stump the Trump, the, you know, Trump train, like this energy, this joyful, reckless optimism and victory is missing now. And the Donald was the home of that during 2016. It's been removed. Now X is opened up to a much greater degree. Twitter and X is a much bigger, you know, platform for this type of stuff, but it's siloed. And you can have people, you can have events go on X, conversations, debates, arguments, drama, scandals, which just seem to go on for days and days. Everybody you know is posting about it, and it's the only thing anybody's talking about. But guess what? Your neighbor has no idea. The neighbor on your other side, never even heard of the people involved. Your cousins and your aunt and uncle, no idea it's going on whatsoever. So X is an illusion a lot of the time. things can break through. Elon Musk is doing a great job of breaking through because he's not just a commentator. He's the richest man in the world. He owns the website. They're constantly targeting him. So mainstream media is constantly reporting on him, and everything he posts, there's like an article about. So that breaks through the mainstream a little bit. But breaking through to the mainstream is the ultimate goal, should be the ultimate goal of any mimetic concept. We cannot remain siloed. We cannot remain ghettoized. We have to break through to the mainstream with this information. They recognize that. That's why they have so aggressively and successfully gone after those outlets and those sites that have allowed us to break through in the past. So Joe Rogan is an important aspect of this, and he reaches the normies, and he has a widely popular podcast with people that are completely apolitical, and he exposes them to these new ideas. Let's go to clip number 6 now, as he seems to recognize exactly how dangerous the current atmosphere is becoming.
How could you possibly gaslight me enough to go along with you on this?
They cannot seem to grasp the fact that the party that they believed in is now doing the inverse of everything they signed up for.
Exactly.
Because the New York Times rephrases everything so it seems like the values are still there. And if you're not a New York Times reader, you can barely figure out what these people are talking about.
Did you see the article that I posted on my Instagram that's a title of a New York Times article for today?
Which one?
Jamie, pull this up. I want Brett to see this so you know this is real. This is an actual New York Times article. The Constitution is sacred. Is it also dangerous?
Right.
One of the biggest threats to American politics might be the country's founding document. What the f*** are you talking about?
Yeah.
One of the biggest threats to America's politics might be one of the greatest documents that any country was ever founded on, if not the greatest ever.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a threat to America's politics. What politics are we talking about? Like, what? How could you possibly gaslight me enough to go along with you on this?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's on the one hand completely predictable, right?
Right.
Because there's obviously an authoritarian force there that just grinds its teeth at night over the Constitution and the fact that it prevents it from doing things that it just wants to do last week, you know?
And that's it. That's it. They hate it because it limits them. It prevents them from doing what they want to do in an open and aggressive way. It just means they have to be trickier. They have to be sneakier. It's a series of roadblocks and obstacles in their way that they can and do run roughshod over, but it makes it a little bit more difficult. And as the supposed law of the land, they have to contend with it in some regard. I'm not surprised at all that people are gaslit into this. It makes perfect sense. I can see it now. Some God-fearing, you know, boomer, whatever, you know, grew up in America, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, knowing the Constitution, revering the Founding Fathers, and then, you know, flash forward to 2024, and, you know, you can sit there and go, you know, the Constitution's kind of dangerous. And they go, yeah, you know, I heard that. Yeah, you know, I heard that the Constitution's kind of it lets people be hateful. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's. I'm not surprised at all that they're demonizing the Constitution. It's inevitable. It's the obvious result of where they're going. And again, it's those insane sounding warnings from Alex Jones 20 years ago. They hate the Constitution. They hate your freedom. They're trying to enslave you. They're systematically destroying our God-given rights. Well, that doesn't seem too crazy now, does it? The problem is, by the time it's obvious what the plan is, it might be too late to stop the plan. By the time they're writing articles saying the Constitution is dangerous in the New York Times, maybe the time to stand up and resist this was 10, 15 years ago. But this is the normalcy bias. This is the perennial issue with America. And by the way, going back to the video of the guy talking about this is all political, and the girl talking to him says, how are they getting away with this? They're getting away with it because our system is predicated on having an intelligent and, more importantly, virtuous populace who would, in any normal circumstances, vote somebody out of office who was abusing their power. Instead, we have people voting for people for the explicit reason that they're going to abuse their power, because they're evil and dumb.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12. Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
War. Welcome back, folks. Still got a couple phone lines open if you're interested in calling in. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. A couple more videos before going out to your calls. On the topic of free speech and what's coming next. Not to frighten you, but to prepare you. I want you to be aware, not to be afraid. But it is a little bit terrifying. It is a little bit scary understanding where we are at this point. Let's go now to, we'll go now to clip number one. This was from a press conference. I played a few clips from it yesterday. This is Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, the leaders of our federal law enforcement branches, you know, took time out of their busy schedule of, you know, allowing foreign gangs to run rampant on our soil to warn us about conservatives online, conservatives being online. Kind of horrifying. We showed you a little bit of it yesterday, but here again is a disturbing threat from Attorney General Merrick Garland and what they plan to do immediately following Election Day. Let's watch.
And in early November, both in advance of and after Election Day, the FBI will be hosting federal partners at its headquarters command center to address events, issues, and potential crimes related to the elections in real time. Election officials and administrators do not need to navigate this threat environment alone. We are here to support them and to make sure they can safely carry out their critical work. Protecting our democracy and protecting our elections was the founding purpose when the Justice Department was established in 1870. The department answered that charge then, and we will answer that charge today as we confront those who would use violence or threats of violence to attack those who administer our elections.
Attorney General Merrick Garland targets conspiracy theories after launching Election Threats Task Force with FBI, sparking censorship concerns. They're meeting with federal and state officials before, during, and after Election Day to confront threats to our democracy. He says the purpose of the DOJ in its creation was to protect our democracy. We're not a democracy. Okay. We're significantly less democratic when the Department of Justice was founded. We also functioned better. The biggest threat to election integrity and our democracy as it stands is the blatant and undisprovable fraud running rampant. This is the thing. It almost feels stupid to even address what they're saying, because the only response to this is to ignore what they're saying and look at what they're doing. Ignore the way they're phrasing their actions and look at what their actions actually entail. But it's worth it to notice that not only are their actions in complete 180 mirror image reverse contradiction to their statements. Their statements are in contradiction to their actions. But they're actually, like, it's the opposite. It's not just wrong, it's the opposite. So the greatest threat, obviously, to the election integrity is mail-in ballots. Millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of dollars poured by billionaires to rig the election by funding Democrat counties to a significantly higher degree than Republican ones, by rigging the media coverage to an insane degree, by, again, creating mail-in ballots, which, by the way, Elon Musk finally said the thing that I've been saying since 2020, and it's the first time I've ever seen anybody else say this, where Elon Musk said, with mail-in ballots and no voter ID, it's impossible to tell if there's been fraud. Thank you. Yes, finally, somebody says this. Finally, somebody other than me points out, I don't know, maybe I've just missed it. But in all the discussion of mail-in ballots, all of the, it's like people either have this stance of like, it's either fraud or it's not. And you can either prove it or you can't. And it's like, no, the point is that you can't prove whether or not it's fraud. The point is that it doesn't matter how many recounts you take or how many, like, once you break the chain of custody, you can never trust those votes. And Elon Musk finally said that. What a miracle, right? I don't know what we have to do to get this through to people, but it should be obvious. And how many times, you're a regular listener of this show, have you heard me use the example of, like, evidence at a trial? And that if you just don't have a chain of custody for the evidence, you can't introduce it at trial. Sorry, it could be the bloody glove that proves beyond any doubt that it was, you know, the person who murdered him. But if you just pull it out of a bag out of your back pocket and go, no, trust me, this was at the murder scene. No, you can't do that. So you can't break the chain of custody of votes and just go, here's a box of votes. We don't know where it came from or whether it's valid or not. Count it, add it into the mix. And then they're just gone forever. Like, there's nothing you can do to reverse that and determine which votes are good and which votes are... They're all bad at that point. They're all bad. Elon Musk finally announced that. That's the biggest threat to the election. So what is the DOJ doing? They're going after people who talk about that. They're going after people who actually advocate for election integrity. They're going after people who actually advocate for law and order and going after the migrants. They determine that that's hate. That's rigging the election. That's whatever other ridiculous nonsense label they can put on it as they facilitate and allow the very thing that they claim to be fighting against while they arrest you for your speech. Let's go now to clip number 12. Kamala Harris issued this, I wouldn't even call it a thinly veiled threat. This is a threat to our free speech as a whole. It is a chilling advancement of the censorship agenda and desires and outspoken goals of the federal government. Here's Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, saying she's going to send the DOJ to shut down outlets that speak out against her. Let's watch.
We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Misinformation, hate, extremism, these things mean nothing. They mean nothing. You might as well refer to certain language as yellow and other languages blue and say, we refuse to allow this blue language. It means nothing. It's just a label they put on whatever they want to put it on. It means nothing. So what is she saying? So what is she saying? She's telling corporations in no uncertain terms, and the presidents of those corporations, you do our bidding, you censor the people we want censored, or we'll arrest you, charge you, we'll take control of your outlet, and we'll own it from then on. This is treason. Like, this is treason. This is such a dangerous precedent for them to set, especially their definitions of these words. And you just heard her and Merrick Garland use exactly the same phraseology in describing the threat to our democracy. Just look at what we're dealing with here, folks. The threat to our democracy is the language they don't like. She's promising to send law enforcement to shut down the threats to our democracy, the language she doesn't like. All of this in an atmosphere of political deception in which the president of the United States, Joe Biden, can go out and admit, now that it's all said and done, that the Inflation Reduction Act was really the biggest climate change agenda ever put forward. Let's go to clip 11.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the we should have named it what it was. But at any rate.
Yeah, it was called the Inflation Reduction Act. It was a climate change bill. And these are the people they're telling you mis- and disinformation is illegal and they'll arrest you for it. The most dangerous, blatant, absurd, narcissistic liars the world has ever seen is now telling you that they should be in charge of what is true.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.